As long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Infantry, Air Force Parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
Two soldiers, Kristen Grimes and Shay Haver, became the first women to pass the Army's Elite Ranger course back in August.
You can't really have an off day. You can't be tired. You need to go the extra mile.
Their achievement helped clear the way for the Army's recommendation to allow women in all posts.
I think probably soon we're going to say, God dang it, why didn't we do this 10 years ago?
General Ben Hodges, the commander of U.S. Army Europe, says he's excited about the future force and doesn't worry about the naysayers.
It'll make it smarter, more effective, and that rather than criticizing, they should be out encouraging great young men and women to want to step forward and serve their country.
One branch, however, wasn't quite ready to ask women to serve in its infantry. The Marine Corps provided testing which showed male-only Marine units were faster and more lethal. When it came to critical thinking, however, the joint male-female units outperformed the male-only groups.
So the question that it sets up there is, what kind of military do we want? What kind of Marine Corps do we want? Is it one that's purely physical, or is it one where critical thinking plays a part in an otherwise very physical, demanding job?
In the end, experts say the decision was not just about fairness, but talent.
Just because you're a man doesn't necessarily mean you were qualified for the position to begin with. And so thinking about it in a broader talent management strategy, you're ensuring that you're getting the best and that you also have standards for everyone to uphold, whether they're a man or a woman.
And based on the new military rules, ability, not the gender of these troops, will determine their fate. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.